different.
Tonight, sadly, the state of America is in chaos, at least when it comes to Fort Hood and decisions that have been made that have affected, I think, the lives of people on military installations in this country. The fact that we used to have the ability to have our people carrying their sidearm could have made a huge difference. And once again, in Central Texas, Fort Hood, the biggest military base, by the way, in the world, because of the amount of civilians, the sheer amount of land that we're talking about, and then couple that with the military folks themselves. A Fort Hood gunman was a soldier who was being assessed for PTSD before the fatal shooting. Four people died. He is included in that total. Just 32 years old. And Ivan Lopez, for whatever reason, decided this was the day he was going to die, and there were some other people that were going to die as well. And I can't imagine the heartbreak of those families, whether their loved ones were wounded in massive surgeries late into the evening or they were killed. This was a guy who served in Iraq and, like I said, was being evaluated for PTSD. The general, the lieutenant general on the base, Mark Miley, said that, this is exactly what the condition was. This is what they know, but they can't tell much else at this point. They're investigating it. I'd say the sense of safety has been smashed, has been broken for the troops, and it needs to be repaired. It's time for some serious give back here, and it's about time we allowed soldiers to carry arms on stateside posts. I'll say it again. I think that it would have made a difference here. I can't say that for sure, but I believe it would have. So this is just another terrible, terrible tragedy that shouldn't have happened. It should not have happened. And when people heard of the shooting, what were they thinking? They were thinking it was a terrorist act. That's what they were thinking because of what happened in 2009. So as the military and the families and others grapple with that, and the question then is asked, I'm sure this will make its way up to Congress, should we go back and look at this and decide on rearming those that are in those positions? I hope they make the right decision. I hope that the testimony is strong and the reasons are there for the why we need to do this. Why do we need to do this? But there are others who say, you know what? We don't want to do this because if you do, you'll turn Fort Hood into an armed camp. And I'll tell you what, again, I will raise my hand. You can tell me the reasons why it's a bad idea. I think it's a better idea to allow those soldiers to carry arms on those posts. Coming up in this show, we're going to talk about that, obviously. That's heavy on people's minds, and some of you have served. Some of you are in the National Guard. Some of you have family members in that situations, and those situations, you might have strong opinions on it. But we have a couple of other things quickly that we'll mix in to the conversation as well. And one of them is now what's happened in a Supreme Court decision. A Supreme Court decision that is interesting, comes at a time where now we're talking about 2016 and before that 2014 midterm elections. And if you haven't heard, it has to do with campaign finance and the Supreme Court. So we knew this was happening. I guess we didn't expect the decision as quickly as it came down, but the decision is here. And so basically, Justice Roberts, citing in the arena of the freedom of speech, now when we look at campaign finance, couple that with a previous Supreme Court ruling, and the boundaries have been expanded when it comes to what you're able to put into a campaign. And this is a hot button topic that's just going to get hotter, because I think so many people feel like this is the wrong way to go, and so many others feel like this is the right way to go. And those that feel it's the wrong way to go think that this means buying off elections, because you can stand behind corporations and you can spread out the money. Specifically, what the ruling was is how much political donors can give candidates and parties in federal elections. And what they did was the Supreme Court, they struck down what would be called a key pillar of campaign finance. It's the aggregate campaign donation caps, and you all know what the word cap means, you know, where it stops. So it was a 5-4 vote. It's the limit on how much you or I could give to candidates or parties or political action committees in total during a 2-year election cycle. Chief Justice John Roberts said that the justices didn't reach the question of whether to overturn a key ruling from the mid-70s, which upheld limits on campaign finance donations, but also described how courts should analyze the regulations. Roberts said in his opinion that the aggregate limits violated the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which protects free speech. He rejected the contention of President Obama's administration that the limits are needed to fight corruption. He said the caps do little, if anything, to address that concern while seriously restricting participation in a democratic process. This is 4 years after, you believe it's been 4 years, Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission ruling that cleared the way for the independent corporate and unions to spend during federal elections. Justice Stephen Breyer, in a dissenting opinion, said the ruling, along with Citizens United, eviscerates our nation's campaign finance laws. What do you think about that, folks? Yay or nay? Does it help or hurt the process? Before Wednesday's Supreme Court decision, donors couldn't exceed the $123,200 overall limit during the 2-year period. Now they can blow that out. It's been suggested that you should have to walk around with patches that say who your donors are, or some kind of placard so everybody knows, okay, so you donated, here's who donated, instead of making it secret. Hang with us, coming up around the bend. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Shouldn't have done. This was inspired by our technical maestro, Nathan Reeder. And it is true. You know, this is kind of the levity portion of this show. With so many heavy things that we're talking about, we need moments to laugh, I believe. So let's head to those dumb things.
Dum, 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 dum. I just shot myself.
Dum, 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 dum.
Dum, dum.
Dum, 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 dum. All right, this one comes to us from Harry S., and Harry S. says, Kate, you make me laugh out loud. I have so many dumb things, sister. Where do I begin? I guess this one might be, have been one of the more recent dumb things that I did. I started to take up riding. I'm trying to dump some pounds. Got my bike in racing form, if you will, so I could ride around the neighborhood, take a little further, try to work up to 20, maybe even 30 miles, which would be a miracle. And I've been doing actually pretty good. So here's the thing. The last time, and this was just a couple days ago, when I got off my bike, I was a sweaty mess. I was going in the house, getting some water. And I put my bike, left it in the driveway, forgot all about it. And when I came back a couple hours later, after taking a shower, drinking some tea, and I went outside, the bike was gone. Somebody decided they needed to get in shape more than I did. So that was a pretty stupid thing. All I had to do was pull it inside the garage. Instead, I left it outside. I had nothing locking it up, and I guess I felt like I lived in a pretty safe place, but somebody saw it as easy prey. So I think it goes in the dumb pile. Yeah, you know what? I don't know. Maybe you don't have to beat yourself up that much. I guess if you think your neighborhood's safe and you put your bike out there, although I can tell you I feel the same way and I wouldn't do that. I would pull the bike in. I wouldn't leave it out. I wouldn't even leave it out on, you know, some people, because you're taking the bike somewhere sometimes, it's not just in your neighborhood, and you put them on those racks. Some people will leave them on the racks. I won't do that because actually I had a bike stolen. I lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the bike was on, and you know, it was a pretty high wall. It was on the porch. It was on the porch. You really couldn't see it, but apparently someone did, because it was a beautiful mountain bike. I used to ride this mountain bike around, and it was, boy, I was in great shape, too. I was. So there is something about the biking deal, but it didn't matter. I had this great bike, and someone stole it. They jumped over onto the porch, which is creepy, and they took it. I had the wheel lock thing on, but it didn't matter. That was easy enough for them to get, and I didn't hear anything, so I lost a bike as well. And here I had locked the wheel, but I guess I had to keep it inside. So, yeah, we'll split the difference on that one. Okay, this one comes to us from Candace, and Candace says, Kate, I got a good one for you. And this was pretty darn embarrassing. And in today's times, I think they automatically assume that you are guilty. I was shopping, you know, the makeup counters where they just tell you how they're going to make you look beautiful, and they're pushing things right and left and to and fro. And it was pretty crowded. And before you knew it, I had purchased something, and I was looking at some other things. And without even really thinking about it, a very expensive perfume went into my handbag. And apparently at Macy's, they had plenty of people that were ready to play I Gotcha, and they hauled me into an office and were accusing me of shoplifting. I have to tell you, I was pretty shook up because I definitely wasn't shoplifting. I didn't realize what I had done with the confusion of pulling out my wallet, and I wasn't even going to get that perfume. I don't know. So it didn't sound like a logical argument that I was making, even though I had a slip for something I had paid for. In the end, I was able to wiggle my way out of it. Honestly, I was not trying to pull a Winona Ryder, and I was upset and furious at the same time, but it was still a dumb thing. Yeah, sometimes when you pick up, I mean, really it is true, you could pick up a bunch of things and not realize you have it. You know, like you could put something in a pocket, things are falling out, and you pay for a whole bunch of items, but it doesn't matter. In the end, it looks like you stole it. So luckily, they didn't push that any further. Okay, this one comes to us from Patrick, who says, I have a dumb thing. I wanted my wife, Kate, to actually write you about this, but I'll tell you instead. We got a gift certificate for Bed Bath and Beyond, but instead we went to another store thinking the certificate was from that, and we shopped our hearts out for little things that we needed, supplies, whatever. It was great. We got to the counter, and guess what? All the little things, because we really had a ton of them, they weren't going to be ours. Because we shopped at the wrong place. We had the wrong store. We had a gift certificate, but it wasn't for the same store that we were in. Somehow we got the name of the store confused. Oh, that would be brutal. And he goes on to say that they didn't buy any of the stuff. The guy at the counter looked pretty upset because he had to take it all back and put it in its place. A gift certificate for the wrong place. You know, I've actually done that. I've done it. What was the gift certificate for? It was kind of a similar thing, the wrong store, and got some things. I don't know how many things he got. I didn't have ridiculous amounts of things, but got some things that were not for that store, thinking it was that store, and just not looking closely enough at the gift certificate, I guess. So we do when we're tired. I think we make some silly mistakes. Okay, and finally this last one from Hank, who says, Kate, I bet you can relate to this. You're a hard worker. I can tell. So I worked for 21 straight days. I made some serious money, which I needed to pay some of my kids' tuition. But I was dog tired. I was working, sleeping, working, sleeping, working, eating, sleeping. That was it. Finally, on the last day when I got out, I wanted to celebrate, just go home, eat me a Big Mac and fries and a shake and relax. I went, I got the food, went inside McDonald's, came out, was fumbling around for my keys, put the food on the hood of my car, got in the car, was drinking my shake, feeling great, backed up. Didn't know that the food was on the hood. It flew off. I had no idea, of course. Drove all the way home, starving, to realize I didn't have the food. And then had to figure it out. And finally it dawned on me, oh, I must have left it on top of the car. Oh, I think that's a dumb thing that a lot of people have done with different things. Where they're loading up a car, it could be food, it could be something else, and they put something on top of the car, and they don't realize that they've left it there because they're frantic or they're running around or they're tired. Tired, when you're tired, you make a lot of those mistakes, and then you take off and whatever was on the hood is gone. Oh, that would be a bummer. Oh, when you're like craving something, you're tired, and you have that bag of crummy food. But it tastes so good, and it's gone. And then you have to decide, geez, am I going back to go through the drive-thru again? Instead, his fatal mistake was he walked inside the McDonald's. The drive-thru can be lazy, right? But there's not a chance you're going to leave it on the hood because it's going inside the car. If you have some dumb things you want to share, send them to me, americatonight.net. Stay with us.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com, it's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Well, down it and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fellas, got to hold on you. Spend money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. Mistakes that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
Before we dive into campaign finance on America Tonight, thanks for hanging with us, by the way. Kate Delaney, happy to be of service. Boy, we're really in some interesting times, let me tell you. And we haven't even talked about what's happened, the latest with the Malaysian disappearing flight, the 777. As I said, our next show, we've got a terrific guest, a former airline captain, to tell us more about the cockpit and some other things related to the flight. So this story was on Fox. A couple of people sent me links to it. I happened to see it, including our pal Tomas in Michigan. And they were talking about the story about the FBI searching for an Army recruit that they thought was planning a Fort Hood jihad against U.S. soldiers. There was an alert that was released that was confirmed by the FBI, by military, law enforcement, across the board, that there was a man identified as Booker who had told his friends that his intention was to commit jihad. He was also known as Muhammad Abdullah Hussein, was recruited by the U.S. Army in Kansas City, Missouri in February of 2014, and was scheduled to report for basic training on April 7th, but he was discharged last week after they had heard about this whole plan thing. And I mentioned that you had law enforcement across the board, different types looking, and you also have the 902nd Military Intelligence Group, which is interesting to me, at Fort Leavenworth, who want to know more, who are involved in this, too. That alert was originally sent to Fox, so they were breaking that story about it and trying to find out more. And there was nothing about his age, or there was no photograph of him or any of this. And the alert just said, plan Fort Hood-inspired jihad against U.S. soldiers by Army recruit. And the reason it was issued was to inform and protect officers who may encounter this individual or others exhibiting the same aspirations. And the information in the alert, all it was, and this is what the FBI is doing now, they don't want to be accused of not tripping the right switches if they hear of something. The alert was sent out. It was just listed as an FBI agent to make sure that, okay, hey, we're sending this out to you so you know. This is it. It's legitimate. And be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. Wow. So that's interesting. So that happens. And here we are talking about Fort Hood, but a different scenario. But yet here there was somebody who was talking about doing a similar thing. Tragic. And at least we know they're trying to connect the dots when they get that information, because they don't want that to happen again. And so while they're trying to connect the dots there, a soldier with military soldier with mental health issues, other specifics of what might have prompted it, we don't know yet, send him into a situation where he decided he was going to open fire, so that happens anyway, at Fort Hood. What are the odds of that? My, oh, my. All right, so we're going to swing into this other story, because I think it's also huge politically speaking. The Supreme Court expanded how much political donations you can give to candidates and parties in federal elections. They struck down one of the campaign finance laws, a pillar of it, I'll call it. It was 5-4, the vote. So now the overall limits on how much individuals can give to candidates, parties, and political action committees in total during the federal two-year election cycle have changed. The ruling leaves in place basically limits on how much one could give to a candidate and laws that require candidates, parties, and the PACs to disclose information about donors. But they were divided on how sweeping the ruling actually is. So this is the interesting part. The biggest nugget in this to take away, the biggest impact, is that a single donor can give the maximum amount by law to as many candidates, parties, and committees as he or she wants. The 5-4 was split along party lines. Specifically, I won't go too ridiculous on this, but Chief Justice Roberts was the one who wrote the ruling on behalf of the decision. On behalf of the court, he said the justices did not reach the question of whether to overturn a 1976 ruling called Buckley versus Vallejo, which upheld limits on campaign finance donations, while also describing how courts should analyze the regulations. Justice Thomas, who voted with Roberts, said the court had gone further than the Chief Justice claimed. So basically, in a nutshell, Roberts said in his opinion the aggregate limits violated the First Amendment of the Constitution, which protects free speech, and he rejected the contention of President Obama's administration that the limits are needed to fight corruption. That they're needed to fight corruption. So how about that? How did this, it's always a case, of course, right, that comes before the Supreme Court. So Republican donor Sean McCutcheon, who was an Alabama businessman, and the Republican National Committee challenged the contribution caps. Before Wednesday's Supreme Court decision, donors could not exceed 123 $1,200, the overall limit during the two-year period. But now things have changed. Fair or foul? Suggested by our pal Jack earlier in the show, why not make it an obligation that if you are sponsoring these campaigns, we have to know who's sponsoring them? So almost like when you see a golfer and they're covered and they have like McDonald's, Buick, whatever, all over their caps and their shirts and whatnot, the sponsors have to be there visible on whoever the candidate is. So who's ever putting in the money, they have to have this sort of rolling thing that goes with them. They could do that, actually, like in baseball. You know how in baseball they're trying to get as many sponsors as they can. So you're watching, and you look behind home plate, and you see it, and it just will roll over for whatever the next sponsor is, Ford. Or, you know, Alka-Seltzer, whatever. In this case, it would be whoever the donors are. See, the PACs, cleverly there, you can just dump money in a lot of different directions. Now, the decision, it's interesting, comes 4 years after the court's landmark Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission ruling that really cleared the way for increased independent corporate and union spending during federal elections. So now, in the dissenting opinion, Justice Breyer says that, Stephen Breyer says that the ruling, along with Citizens United, eviscerates our nation's campaign finance laws. Interesting, huh? So, if you have the dollars, then you can just spread them out, and otherwise, he is right in the sense that the campaign finance laws basically, and which is what Roberts' ruling says in a different way, that's null and void. Roberts tried to equate it with saying, listen, if people can burn flags, we might not like it, but it's free speech. If they can burn flags in this country, then if you, for free speech, you want to put your money in a certain direction for a certain campaign, why wouldn't you be able to have the freedom to do that as well? I think we're going to hear much more on this, especially because we're coming up on a big political season. 2014, as you know, the midterm elections, there's some big challenges out there. Some think the Republicans could win back the Senate. And then in 2016, here we go again, a presidential race. Obama's out, so it's wide open. Democrats, Republicans, Hillary Clinton is the smart money for the Democrats. For the Republicans, who knows, really, at this point, there are a handful of people on the bench. And there are a lot of different, I'll tell you what, there are a lot of different opinions, and I think we're going to hear more about it, like I said, on this SCOTUS campaign finance ruling from the Democrats and from the Republicans. An ultra-wealthy Democrat who's accused often of attempting to buy a seat in the House of Representatives went nuts over the Supreme Court decision on Wednesday for lifting restrictions on political donations. His name is Sean Eldridge, and Sean Eldridge said that you look at this decision on Wednesday, and it's a disappointing step backwards for our democracy. He says it further weakens our country's campaign finance rules and the core idea that our country was founded on, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Eldridge is the largest contributor to his own campaign by the end of 2013. According to his disclosure report, he had poured in $715,000 of his own fortune into his effort. Coming up next, fruits and nuts, shredded, and bingo.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-36. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tonight, time for another edition of Fruits and Nuts, Shred It or Bingo.
Bingo!
All right, Nathan Reeder, how you doing?
Oh, good.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
I like that. Yes, I am. You win no prizes, you know that. This is just for fun.
Oh, I'm still excited. Kate, come on, we're good.
Okay, so how about this? In New Jersey, they are out, the cops are out ticketing people for distracted driving. Specifically, they're trying to target people who are eating. That's one of the biggest things. It's not only just eating, but texting, eating and drinking, putting on makeup, checking laptops and tablets, watching movies. They say they've seen it all in Paramus, New Jersey. They are really prowling along. If they catch you doing any of those things, the ticket is $130. Is it fruits and nuts, shred it, or bingo?
Fruits and nuts, because it's eating. And also because, you know, it's been happening for so long. I mean, it's kind of a bingo-y thing to me because I've seen some really dumb things happen while I'm watching people not paying attention. So, I don't know. I guess bingo.
Bingo!
A really fruity bingo.
Bingo, I agree with you. Bingo. I mean, it's, come on, when you're driving, here's what I don't understand. You know what, I gotta say, I'm pretty good at this. First of all, I don't know how you text and drive. It's incredibly dangerous. I couldn't do it anyway, right? But the distracted driving is scary because people are cutting through lanes, people are turning the wrong way, and it is because they're doing so many other things. Now, I'm not a Big Brother fan, so I don't think that really we want to have every single thing we do under a microphone, a microscope. So that's the one thing that's kind of dicey for me. That's why you said kind of fruity to me. That's why it would be kind of that way too. But we can't have this, or for goodness sake, we're not going to be able to drive on the roads. It's not going to be safe anymore because nobody is paying attention. Why are you putting on makeup if you're going 50 miles an hour down the road? I don't understand that. Can't you just pull into the parking lot and throw some on your face?
I mean, that stuff, that or like eating, that's been going on for a long
forever.
Time.
Yeah.
Know? I mean, we used to let those kids bop around on the front seat with no seatbelts on, you know. We're changing slowly. But I think introducing the idea of technology and how it is, like, hard to wrench that little electronic device away from us is an example of us being distracted.
Yeah, I agree. All right, this one you're going to love. This is just so crazy, actually. And it's not made up at all. A Pennsylvania man survived an accident that put a chainsaw into his neck. No, they weren't filming Chainsaw Massacre Part 2. It actually happened. What happened was, it's kind of, some of the specifics are unclear, but it was a work accident that sent the teeth of the chainsaw blade deep into his neck, shoulder, and it was really a centimeter away from a vital artery. But thanks to cautious work by his colleagues and the medical responders, 30 stitches, an hour of surgery, a day after the accident, he's recovering in stable condition at a Pennsylvania hospital. He works for a tree service company, and that's what he was doing. He was performing maintenance work on a pine tree when the chainsaw kicked back and hit him that way and sawed into flesh instead of wood. So is that fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
I think it's built in that it's shredded. You know?
Can you imagine? I mean, I just can't imagine that. You know, I have a pole saw, and I'm so cautious with it. I'm so afraid of it kicking back, and it's tiny.
Oh, yeah.
The chainsaws can be dangerous. Nathan, I have seen people on roofs where they think they're up there with a chainsaw, and they think, well, it's no big deal. I'll just hack off this tree limb myself instead of hiring someone. Mm-hmm. And I've seen crazy accidents. Never the chainsaw on the neck, but, boy, I think sometimes you just got to say, what am I doing here? You got to be careful around equipment, even if you're a professional.
I was making new clips for us today for dumb things and watched plenty of videos illustrating that. So, shred it indeed.
All right, shred it. Absolutely. It's obvious. It's shredded. And thank goodness the guy survived, because it could have been completely disastrous. All right, Disneyland. They're always coming up with new things, Disneyland and Disney World. Bigger, badder, better. But now they've come up with something a little bit different. It's called Doomsday. And Doomsday at Disneyland, what they're talking about is an actual doomsday. So what would happen, like, if, you know, the metro system blew up and there was fire and rescue people had to come down and all that kind of stuff? I mean, you know, basically, Doomsday Disneyland, it's what happens in the aftermath of, like, a Hurricane Katrina, that kind of stuff. That's what it will illustrate. Subway stations that are collapsed, all that kind of stuff. So, Yeah, I have to say, we got Fantasyland, we got Adventureland, we got the Flying Dumbos, all of that. I don't know, do you think that's a good sell, Doomsday in Disneyland?
Okay, so check it out. They started, what was that song in the, oh man, it's where all the balloons are floating around the ride where the whole world is united. I mean, that was one of the first principles behind the fantasy of the future parts, and then it quickly moved into utilizing its connection to Hollywood and mm-hmm. all of the special effects. So essentially, that's what this is. This is just the ultimate version is like, yes, well, there's nothing else for us to do except wait for nuclear waste. So yeah, fruits and nuts, definitely fruits and nuts.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're on the same page on this. I think it's fruits and nuts, too. I mean, let's keep it nice. Let's keep it simple. Let's not keep it terrifying. You know, let's give the kids fantasy, more fun, not more crazy, nasty reality. I mean, please, they grow up fast enough. That's my perspective anyway. This is a crazy story. All right, so sometimes when you're so rich, I guess you just forget about things. There was I read a story today about a luxury boat left in Sweden, the Swedish harbor, for 2 years, and the keys were actually on the railing. And finally, it dawned on the Norwegian owner that he thought he sold it, but I guess he forgot about it. So for 2 years, a 10-meter-long Rinker 342 Fiesta V boat floated in a Swedish marina. Its owner nowhere to be found, and like I said, the keys were tied to the railing on the deck. Everybody could see it, adding kind of a little mystery to the abandoned boat. And you could go on board. Nobody did. It just sat there. It's a $100,000 yacht. The mooring costs are starting to add up, and so finally, this Norwegian guy came forward and he said, "Whoops, I forgot all about it. I thought it was sold."
Wow, why was I in America?
Why didn't we just go to that boat and take it? Oh, hey, this is my boat.
Oh, so late.
So he was so rich, he forgot he owned a boat like that.
I could believe it. I could believe it.
It's greedy.
Greedy. I'm going with bingo that it is fruits and nuts. How about that?
I like that. Bingo, fruits and nuts, and then shred it. Shred the paperwork. Auction the boat off. He shouldn't get his boat back. I mean, that's crazy. Somebody else wrote that he should have to listen to 25 hours of ABBA to make up for screwing up the way he did. That's like a Marie Antoinette moment. Let them eat cake. I'll leave my yacht right there with the keys tied to it for 2 years so everybody can stare at it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.